listening to Daily Tech, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tonight at 7:30, the Northwestern men's basketball team will take on Illinois at Welsh Ryan Arena. The 8-8 team has lost three games in a row, including a close bout with Rutgers on Sunday, which they lost by 2 points in overtime. The Illinois team is ranked 13th in the nation and has yet to lose a game on the road this season. The game will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network. The women's basketball team will be playing at home tomorrow night against Wisconsin. Today is Northwestern University Research Institutes and Careers Center's Impact Day. In the North University Center, doctoral and graduate students will be able to share their findings and invite collaboration with other researchers. At the Evanston History Center, the Curiosity Cafe series continues. At noon, historian Chris Hartzell will lead a conversation about the history of greenhouses in Evanston. Illinois has yet again joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time regarding orders targeting transgender people. The state says that these orders violate the Illinois Human Rights Act. There are more than 10 other states who are participating in this suit. Some funding from the federal government has been conditioned on the state following these orders. Reports show that grocery prices rose in the U.S. despite inflation rates remaining relatively unchanged. The 0.7% increase is the biggest jump since 2022. Certain products like coffee, beef, and candy experienced percent increases in the double digits over the last year. Today is National Ratification Day and National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. It's also National Dress Up Your Pet Day, so it's the perfect time to get a mini sweater for your furry friend. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Tech.